Scholastic Audio presents Spirit Animals, Book 5, Against the Tide, by Tui T. Sutherland. Read for you by Nicola Barber. Chapter 1. Kovo. The people of Stetriol called it Muttering Rock. They knew vaguely where it was, deep in the scorched, arid interior of the continent. They knew of the muttering sound that made the earth tremble for miles in all directions around it. And they knew the name of the dark, sinister creature imprisoned there. Most of all, they knew never to go anywhere near it if they wanted to survive. So no one had visited Kovo the Ape's prison in hundreds of years. Not that it would be easy, if anyone had even wanted to try. Muttering Rock was far out in the Stetriol Desert, many days from the nearest source of water. Each side of the rock was a sheer cliff face with no handholds, as if someone had sliced away the edges with one swipe of a powerful blade. The top of the rock was baked by the sun to a blistering 200 degrees or so. No one had ever measured the exact temperature, of course, but it was enough to instantly and badly burn any foot or boot or paw that tried to step onto it. The cage itself seemed to be growing out of the top of the rock, a vast network of impenetrable branches as hard as diamonds.